Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
Well, there's been a shortage of something that is really important for us over the past 22 months. And this is a shortage that I think has an impact on all of us. Now, you might be thinking for a moment that I'm referring to the toilet paper shortage, but I'm not. What I'm thinking about is there's been a shortage of joy in our lives over the last 22 months. Now, if joy is that feeling of elation and exhilaration and kind of that ultimate happiness, and if the opposite of joy is sort of that sense of despair and hopelessness, I think we can admit there's less joy in our lives, and when we're honest with ourselves, that's not a good thing. Now, it's not just been the last 22 months. It's been an interesting decline, as you might think of it, in humanity's experience of life today, which is kind of ironic when you think about how good life is compared to how hard life has been in other eras of human history. I mean, in many ways, we've never had it better, and yet there's less joy in our lives. Now, if I could be so bold as to say why I think that's the case, I think that's the case because we've decided far too often to put our trust in the things that we should not trust, to put our ultimate hope in the things that are going to ultimately let us down. But the reality is, when we put our hope and our trust in things that we should trust, we can have greater joy in our lives. We can have lives that are filled with the kinds of things that we want for ourselves, but not just the kind of things that we want for ourselves, but in fact, the kind of life that God wants for us, a joy-filled life. A kind of life that is filled with happiness and meaning and purpose. Now, the good news is that God did not leave us alone to figure out how to do this. God didn't kind of set us up to fail. In fact, it's quite the opposite. Because of what God did for us, and because of what God did to send Jesus to us, God gave us the kind of joy and the kind of life that we need to have. The kind of joy and the kind of life that God wants us to have. God sent Jesus to the world, and when God did that, God sent joy to the world so that we could have what God wants for us. Now, we have to remember that we're not the first era of human history to struggle with not having enough joy. In fact, it was actually into a really joyless time that God sent Jesus to us. What would become the first Christmas was in the midst of a really rough patch for many people, but especially for the people of Israel. Because at that time, Israel was in a really, really tough spot. Now, to remember who they were, they thought they were God's chosen people. They had an experience of God in this world where they had experienced God's blessings. But for hundreds of years, it had been the opposite, in fact. In fact, actually, for hundreds of years, they've been conquered by one empire after another. And in the recent days of that time, they had been conquered by the Roman Empire. Now, because of this, they thought that God had abandoned them. Or at least they thought their relationship with God was on pause for a minute. Because what they had experienced was this lack of God's blessing in their lives. Now, because they believed that sort of it was a situation where God gives good things to good people and God blesses them and God punishes the bad people, what they thought had happened was that God was in a season of punishing them, at best. Some of them thought God had abandoned them. But in fact, at just the right time, God was about to do something different, and God was about to bring all the joy into the world that they were going to need. Now, admittedly, when this was all going down for the first time, what we would come to know as the first Christmas, they didn't really realize what was happening. Part of that was the fact that this all started with a very small group of people. A very small group of people is where it started when God brought joy into the world. And what God did in that moment and what God did through Jesus was indeed just that. God brought great joy into the world so that we could have the kind of hope that God wants for us, so that we could have the kind of lives that God wants for us, so that we could go from being people who think that we could trust things that we shouldn't trust to people who would know what we could trust and should trust. And that's what God did through Jesus. And that's what God does through Christmas. That's what God does through every season that we go through, every Christmas season that's been, and every Christmas season that will be. We are reminded of what God has done. And that is such a gift of great news. That is a gift of great joy. And what it means for you and what it means for me is because of what God has done, we no longer have to put our trust in things that are going to let us down. We no longer have to put our faith into the things of this world that promise to bring us joy, but ultimately don't. We can have a life filled with meaning and a life filled with purpose because we know what God is, we know who God is, and we know what God wants for us in our lives, which is lives filled with God's love, which is a life filled with God's hope, which is a life filled with God's joy and God's peace. And that's what we get at Christmas. And that's what we are reminded of and what God wants us to celebrate every year at this time. So while it might be true that there is a shortage of joy in our lives, the beautiful promise that God makes to us is it doesn't have to be that way. Because God has given us the joy that we need, because God has sent joy into the world through Jesus, because Jesus is the joy for the world. The question is not whether God is going to embrace us with this joy and with this love, because God has done that. The question is, are we going to embrace this joy so that we can have the life God wants for us, so that we can help others experience the joy that God has for us? Now, I realize that this Christmas season, like any time of life, will meet us all in different ways. And I realize that for some people, they are finding their way into more joy because they have been able to see what God has been doing in their lives. And that is a gift, and that's something to celebrate. I also know there's people who are kind of on the cusp of finding their way into this, and that this Christmas season might be a time where they experience more joy than ever before. And I also know there are people that are struggling really deeply at this time, because they can't see or they can't find their way forward and see that there is this joy for them. And so if you're in that place where you really are experiencing the gift of God's joy, man, that is something to celebrate and to cling to and to move forward on. If you are feeling that there might be something out there, I'm here to tell you there is more out there for you. There's a joy-filled life that God wants for you to embrace. And you can do that now through our Christmas season. And I also want to offer a reminder of the hope God gives to us, that if you are struggling to find joy because maybe you've put your confidence or put your trust in things that have let you down, God is inviting you to put your trust in God again and again. You don't have to wonder if God's going to be there for you because God is there for you. What you have to do, what we need to do, is to embrace that joy so that we can know that God is with us. One of the things that we have going for us is that God has given us this great gift of joy. And in this Christmas season, like everyone, we are reminded exactly of what God has done for us. So God is inviting you to live a life filled with joy. And God is inviting each one of us to embrace that joy more and more. Christmas is a time of year when we are reminded of the joy that God has for us. Christmas is a time of year when we are reminded of all the beautiful things that God has done for us. And of all the things that God has done for us that are of the greatest importance in our lives, it's the fact that God has given us great joy. That God has given us the gift of salvation so that we can know what matters most in life. So God is inviting you to a life filled with joy. And I hope that you will embrace it. God has embraced you already. God simply wants you to embrace God back.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.